morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Prayer Call. My name is Reverend Donna Gunter, and I am so pleased to lead you in this time of prayer. We are continuing our journey through the devotional Immeasurably More by Mark Mitchell. And today's scripture passage comes from John, chapter 6, verses 22 through 40. But I will just be reflecting on verses 27 through 29, which reads, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the work God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." For a few moments, I would like to share a reflection on what are you working for? What are you working for? Have you ever asked yourself, what is this all for? This being your job or how you obtain income. You get up in the morning, wash up, you get dressed, then you put in those 8 to 12 hours of work. You come home to cook or to eat, or do a few things with your family, or do a few chores around the house. You go to sleep and then you wake up again and it starts all over. If you're like me, there comes a time when you just stop and say to yourself, is this all there is to life? Is this all I am to do is to work, to put food on my table, a roof over my head, clothes to wear, and the needs of my family taken care of? All of this is necessary and desirable, but do I really feel fulfilled? It may come to mind that Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. But you ask yourself, is this the abundance? Well, I believe that Jesus provides an answer for us in this passage. So let me share the context of what we see in this passage. The people that Jesus was talking to were the ones who had experienced the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. When they realized Jesus was no longer with them, they went looking for him and found him in Capernaum on the other side of the lake. When they asked Jesus when he got there, Jesus told them that they didn't come looking for him because of the signs and wonders, but because they had eaten bread and were now full. He admonishes them to consider that they shouldn't just work to find food that will eventually spoil, but they should be working for the food that leads to eternal life. I wonder if they were probably like many of us looking at each other and thinking, what in the world is he talking about? Where is this food that leads to eternal life? Jesus said that he would give it to them. And eventually, he went on to say that he is the bread of life, and anyone who comes to him will never grow hungry, and whoever believes in him will never thirst. Jesus, as he has done so many times, and as we have read so many times is the Bible, was trying to help people to understand that he is the Son of Man, that he is the one that God sent. And if we trust and believe in him, then we will do work that will lead to bringing souls to the kingdom. Jesus looked at them and he said that you need to commit yourself to doing the work that I do. And the work that I do is the work that God gave me. And that work is that no one in this world shall perish, but they shall all have eternal life. Jesus is asking them to consider that, are you looking for things that are just temporary, or are we working for things that will lead to eternal life? That is the question, that is the thought, and that is what we need to consider. Is it that we're just working for the temporary, or are we working for things that will bring seeds into the world and that will grow and mature so that there will be more souls in the kingdom? Let us pray. God, we thank you so much for this day. You are gracious, you are mighty, you are awesome. And we know that as we continue to seek your face, that we will find you. and we will find the work that it is that you have for us. We know that you said that you know the plans that you have for us. But God, it is up to us to trust and believe that if we seek Jesus and if we reflect on the things that Jesus did in this world, then we know that we will not be just working for things that do not matter. We know, God, that if we continue to give ourselves over to you, Lord, that we will continue to do meaningful work, purposeful work. We want to work for things that will make a difference in this world. We want to do the work that you gave your son, Jesus, the work that you said will bring souls into the kingdom, will lead to eternal life. God, that is what we want. That is our hope. That is our desire. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you for giving us the hope and the joy that we have in doing our work for you. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us here in this time of prayer. We hope that you will have a wonderful, blessed day. And we look forward to you joining us in service on Sundays at 10 a.m. in person, or you can tune in on any of our social media platforms. I hope that you have enjoyed this time of reflection and that you will go forth thinking about what it is that you are working for. Have a blessed day. Thank you.